This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a soggy Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Dusty Mack with you on 96.5 The Fan. Announcement at 9 o'clock coming up in a couple of hours that you want to be here for. We'll have Josh Verner join us. In about an hour from now, we pay our respects to one Jay Binkley. Is it his birthday today?
That's right. Happy 53rd birthday to our friend Jay.
Happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños, Señor Jay. Mac, have you watched Full Swing yet? Gotta get you on that, man. I think you guys will enjoy it.
I think I would.
I think you really would. Because it's not just rounds of golf.
Yeah.
It's highlights.
All right.
Yeah, it's just highlights. And then it gives you backstories where you're like, you know what? I really like this guy. This
gives me like something to root for behind the swing itself. Yeah, I like that.
Like season two, you'll be like, Winman Clark. Kind of like that guy. Okay. Season one, you'll be like, Joel Damon. Really like that guy. Okay. Season three, you'll be like, see, I get it about Bryson.
Wow, that's a long show. I was thinking of like the quarterback, like four episodes, and everybody fell in love with Kirk Cousins, and yeah. That was that.
Season one and two are eight. Season three is seven episodes.
How much do you think that show got Kirk Cousins paid this past off season?
Well, it's happened two other times before the show.
That is so true. Like, he's like the king of this.
And he's about to get, he's just going to continue to get paid.
They may not franchise Darnold, by the way, too. And so if they don't franchise Sam Darnold, I mean, are they really serious about keeping Sam Darnold in the fold, right? I would franchise Sam Darnold just because I could possibly trade Sam Darnold.
I think he just comes back and then gets paid even more next year than he would this year. That's just my opinion, though, man.
With Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Because if he plays again with Minnesota and they're successful and he has another decent year, then it's going to be like, all right, that's 2 years in a row. Maybe it's more than just Kevin
O'Connor. Then you got to bounce on J.J. McCarthy, don't you, at this point in time? Like, I think you do
exactly what we've been talking about with these quarterbacks, and you're like, you know what? He's been 2 years under Sam Darnold, he knows now Kevin O'Connell's system. This is year three. We've got three more years under contract with him. Yeah. We don't have to really pay him. If he pans out, he pans out. If he doesn't, then he doesn't. Yeah. You trust your head coach to develop another quarterback.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, but I guess you can give him a couple of years. But, I mean, you got collateral to trade if you're Minnesota at this point, right?
Yeah, the unknown is the best part.
Yeah.
Sign him to a three-year, $25 million average deal and then see what happens this year. If he's great, great. If he's not, then you can kind of finagle, maybe start J.J. for a game in the end of the season. He's great. You can trade J.J. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lot of options.
I saw Justin Jefferson said, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, I'll make him great.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I love to hear.
That's awesome. But he's like one of those guys that can make their quarterback great. And there's not many of those guys out there. There really aren't,
Nick Mullins, Josh Dobbs. We've seen him with a lot of trash.
He's done a lot to make guys good, right?
Yeah, you get Kirk Cousins paid.
Right, exactly.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So put that in your quarterback documentary and smoke it.
And he got Kirk wearing chains and stuff. Shirtless. I don't know if that was just him, but.
And shirtless.
Yeah. Kirk go chains.
I wonder if in Atlanta they got him to Magic City.
Ooh, I bet Kirk Cousins went to Magic City already.
I don't think so.
There's a Kohl's next door. He saw it and waved as he went in to use his Kohl's cash on some new jeans.
You think he used his Kohl's cash at the strip club?
He tried. Yeah. You take Kohl's cash here.
On sale.
It's 20% off Kohl's.
There's a small section where you can use some outfits for tonight's theme. It's business attire. Hot Corner, a.k.a. Tough Tuesdays in the NFL season. Baseball season, we call it the Hot Corner.
Yeah.
Bob, go ahead and start.
I'm going to start with the weathermen in the area today. They're on the hot seat, if you will, the hot corner right now.
Man.
Can't get the forecast right. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Everybody's all over the place. But more importantly, the other one that I'm going to put on that hot seat list as well, because I'm going to do two this morning, has to be Hunter Dickinson over at the University of Kansas. I'll be honest, guys. I don't know that I've seen a more hated college basketball player in this part of the country, in this city, than what Hunter Dickinson has become. He has become the poster child for like everything that is wrong with Kansas basketball. football over the last couple of years. And so that guy you could put on the Tough Tuesday list, the Hot Corner list, almost every single week, because every game that goes by, no matter what happens, I get at least one text of somebody complaining about Hunter Dickinson. I'm like, stop watching. If it's bringing you this much anger, Vip, stop watching the games. But Hunter Dickinson, seemingly, no matter what happens, no matter how they lose, no matter what goes on in a game, it's because of Hunter Dickinson.
A lot of people in Kansas might be anti-Mayo guys. Zeke Mayo has 1-3 and 13 turnovers in his last three games.
That's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's not just Hunter Dickinson, man.
I prefer Miracle Whip over Mayo.
Oh.
Actually, I don't.
I was going to say, that's tough. That's a tough Tuesday.
You ever see the generic Miracle Whip at the grocery store? Salad spread or something, or sandwich spread, they call it. Oh, I mean, it just Miracle Whip is just
nasty.
But
in New Orleans, you get mayo. No need to refrigerate.
No.
On the table in an 80-degree day.
Yeah, sitting out in hot, humid conditions, swamp-like conditions. Here's your mayonnaise. How long's that been out of? Forever.
That mayonnaise looked like a spit hood.
I mean, when we hit that thing on the table and it just jiggled like a bowl full of jelly, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, what's this for? She's like, everything now. Yeah. Like, no, it's not. Like,
oh.
No, it's not.
No.
Take that back. You put it on my food, I send it back. My Tough Tuesday goes to Will Howard. You see his combine? I don't watch the combine, but he was one of the like worst combine participants.
Really?
It wasn't good. I can send you the highlights via X. Just missing people left and right, not making accurate throws. And then, of course, the tweet I saw was, Will Howard's combine, wolf, stock, down emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, boy. Or it's Shador Sanders.
One of the other quarterbacks who tweeted was like, hey, it's tough to throw to guys that you don't usually throw to. Give Will Howard some credit. Like,
yeah, I mean, his combine was tough.
Shador Sanders defending Will Howard.
I think it was Sanders.
Which kind of debunks why he's also on a Tough Tuesday because he had his media availability, and almost unanimously they came back and they're like, yeah, he's just blatantly arrogant. I don't know if I want this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you kind of should have known that coming in. Like, he was going, that's like part of his
shit. It actually came from one of the assistant coaches that was interviewing him, one of the quarterback coaches in the NFL who has a top 7 picks, and he was arrogant. And then Josina Anderson got mad and attacked that coach. So that's the fight that's going on right now. Anonymous coach who had an opinion about somebody versus Josina Anderson, who's saying that he's not arrogant. It doesn't matter what you think. It's how people perceive how you come across. And if this quarterback, running back, tight end, whatever, was doing an interview and he came across as arrogant to an assistant coach, that's how he perceived it. There's nothing wrong with saying
that. Josina's making it a big think piece.
She really is.
Big
race
piece, think piece thing.
Yep.
She looked really good at the Super Bowl.
She's beautiful.
She is.
I don't know if she does the colored contacts thing, but she looks great.
She do whatever she wants. The salary cap today ends at 3:00 Central Time. That's why the Sam Darnold conversation goes back.
You got to franchise guy. I mean, you got to tag the guy today.
Franchise
today. Today's the day.
You got to do it or don't. Obviously, T. Higgins was a big name yesterday, but the Shador Sanders thing. Like, I get it. Like, it's assistant coach. Like, arrogant to me is a very. Vague term, because there's arrogance and there's confidence.
Right.
And I mean, I think Shador has a lot of both, right? I think his whole life, Deion's probably done a lot of giving both of those things to him. So how some people see arrogance could just be how somebody like is confidently carrying themselves. So, I mean, you should have known, like when it comes to Shador, like this guy's going to be a little hot, right?
But also your definition of arrogant, maybe not my definition
Correct.
Of arrogant.
And that's why I think it's vague. It's that guy's arrogant. Ooh, that guy? No,
okay,
he's
so
not.
So what does that mean? Explain why you believe he's arrogant. Like, and I will say, if you are going to call a guy arrogant, number one, say who you are. Number two, tell everybody why you perceived him to be arrogant and say, well, he came in, he didn't, you know, care to answer the questions, he thought he was above me, whatever the case may be, however you want to decide that somebody's arrogant. But I would like to know what makes Shador Sanders arrogant. Or as Dusty said, is he just confident and you can't discern between confidence and arrogance?
Like, I understand if, like, he asked him a question, he's like, I'm not going to answer that stupid question. Like,
right.
Okay, that's
fine. Yeah,
arrogant.
Right.
But, like, if he's just like, yeah, I deserve to be the first pick. I'm the best quarterback in this draft. And I'm damn good. Like, oh, he's so arrogant. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
What do you want him to say? Well, I don't know.
But you also, want that out of your quarterback to think he is the best? Because when you think you're the best, you have the opportunity. You got to have the mind in the right mindset, right? You can't go in thinking you've already been beat. You're no good. It's not going to happen. Oh, my God, I'm terrible. Then you're never going to have an opportunity for success. You go in there feeling good about yourself. Hell, yeah, that's what I want out of my quarterback. Somebody's going to captivate the room.
I think Mina Kimes says it best. You know, you want your quarterback to believe in Jesus or believe they are.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And Shador thinks he is, for sure. And that's fine. You know, but you got to be a coach who wants that.